Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an uplifting show based on a few life stories, faith, and a lot of years of experience on this earth. It's a show that will bring inspiration and hope to all who have ever felt something in this life that does not seem fair or possible. Let's begin.
Hello, welcome to Sincerely Trish. My goodness, this is episode 35. We're in the beautiful month of May, and I am seeing nothing but graduation pictures. Well, okay, a couple of prom pictures, but basically mostly graduation pictures on social media. And I love it. It's just a sign that a goal has been accomplished with determination, perseverance, some grit, and now you have a diploma and you're standing there. It's a proud moment. It's a great moment. Keep the pictures coming. Here is a shout out to all those who have graduated this year and their families and their friends and everybody who shares in their success. What a feeling of satisfaction it is to reach a goal. Think about it. We all have worries and doubts and naysayers out there, and we are creatures of habit. How often do we say, oh, I don't have enough time to go back to school, or I don't have enough time to learn a new skill. I always wanted to learn how to golf. I always wanted to learn a new language. I always wanted to start a side business. I always wanted to plant a garden. Even little goals, like I really want to fix up my laundry room. I'm not kidding you. If you saw my laundry room, you would see how it is a goal to fix it up. Don't let yourself or don't let anyone else talk you out of doing something you want to do out there. I never thought I would learn how to do GarageBand or learn a podcast or write a blog. And it's made me want to do so much more. Oh, like, let's give a shout out to Katie Sieben, who ran the Buffalo Marathon, the Chicago Marathon, qualified for the Boston Marathon, and ran that. And this is after a stellar swim career at the University of Richmond. I'm sure you can think of many people who have gone on and made goals and have improved themselves. And it doesn't have to be anything really big. It can just be a little small, little victory for you. We are actually almost to the halfway point of the year. And if we think back to what our New Year's resolutions were, have you accomplished any of those goals? One of my goals was to have more dinner parties, and I'm very happy to say that I am accomplishing that. I shouldn't say I am, because it really is truly a family effort. And my husband is very, very good with a vacuum cleaner. You can usually hear him vacuuming saying, "How many more of these are we having, Trish?" There is just so much satisfaction in gathering people and friends and family around your table. What's more important than having people in your life and moments to savor? I'm just talking a little bit today with Marissa Dressel, who was a Tonawanda Titan with Natalie. And she was 3 years younger, and she was a sensational swimmer. So she would get bumped up with the big kids, the so-called big kids, because even 1 year meant a big deal when you were little. Maybe in school, or you have some sort of memory of an older person who maybe made it seem like you had to bow down to them because they're older, or there was some sort of initiation or something you had to go through. But certainly you weren't considered an equal because maybe that person was older than you. When I look back at the life of Natalie, I am so proud of the way she treated people that were younger than her, always welcoming and setting a good example, and was really such a beautiful role model for so many. Marissa shares with me that because of the way that she was treated by Natalie, that she in turn treated the younger swimmers, those 3 years, 4 years younger than her, with so much kindness.
I think, first of all, what I liked most about Natalie was just her character. I mean, I had to start swimming with an older group of girls at a really young age, and Natalie was, you know, she just embraced every moment we had together, and she kind of, like, was the older swimmer that took me under her wing, you know, would just kind of watch me, but treated me as an equal, you know, like, didn't treat me as a 13, 14-year-old when she was in high school. We were just automatically equal friends.
I'm so proud of Marissa. You should see the goal that she's accomplishing. She is going back and getting her master's degree in nursing and becoming a nurse practitioner. Hey, there's no good time to start a new goal. There are a million distractions out there. It doesn't have to be a huge goal. It can be something little. I want to read 3 books this summer. I want to brighten someone's day today. I want to spend 10 less minutes on Facebook and start working on my goal. Let me fix up that laundry area. Don't be discouraged. Remember who your father is. Your father would say to you, I created you. I have given you so much. Now you go out there and use it. Thank you so much for listening to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Each and every Tuesday, a new show is aired on PoodleWalker.com. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.